Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help a Jody get revenge on her man Shannon, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are great. We hear there is a situation with your man Shannon.
Yes. My husband, he is a horror genre aficionado. He loves it. He loves everything about it.
What genre? Did you say hard?
No, horror. Like,
oh, horror.
Scary movies. Gotcha. Okay.
Scary movies. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, Halloween, of course, he goes all out. He's down for it all the time. So,
okay.
He used to play pranks on me. It was one of those things. He loved scaring me constantly. But now we have three little boys.
Mm-hmm.
So life is like a thriller movie at this point. And he was so upset because he didn't get to do the Halloween. He always loves taking the kids out. And he had to go out of town for his sister's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he came back home, we had just taken everything down already. You know, it really, really bothered him. He was really upset about it. It's his thing. So
okay.
He decided he was going to give the kids a really good scare. He wanted to have a scary bedtime story and a power outage during it.
What?
Yes. He thought, what better way to scare the hell out of everyone, then to shut all everything off in the house, flip the fuses, and let us...
Wait. So break this down first. So how did this happen?
Okay, so he was telling the kids a story before bed, and okay. It was actually based on Beetlejuice. You know, he made it like Beetlejuice met Saw, basically.
How old are the kids?
We have a 5, 4, and 2-year-old.
That's pretty scary for that age range.
Yeah.
I know. So he gets going into this crazy bedtime story, and he actually had his friend hit all our fuses and turn off all the power. Like, everything went out. Pitch black, no background music, noise, nothing. The kids freaked out.
Oh, no.
Exactly. So, I mean, it was just... So, ever since then, they have actually been sleeping in our bed.
Oh, because your babies are scared.
Oh, my God. My oldest one has, like, nightmares every night.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he took that too far.
Now you can't see his beetle or his juice.
Oh, gosh.
That sucks.
Oh, my God.
He's like, no, I'm building their character. You know, I want them to get into horror. Better to scare them early.
I love the way you say horror.
It's so
horror. I sound like a pirate. So he likes Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Pirates are scary, too.
Horror. Okay. So
I need revenge. I need
You need revenge because yes. You're lonely in the bedroom at this point. That's what it is, right?
It's been since Halloween.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's been forever.
Yeah.
Forever. Okay. He needs it.
Oh, God. And he ruins the damn movie Beetlejuice. That's a classic. That's a great music. They like, come back, me won't go home.
What?
All right, all in favor to get Shannon back, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so how many seconds are we going to give Jody?
120.
Okay, 120 seconds. We're going to give you a couple minutes, Miss Jody, to convince and coax your man, Shannon, into baby talking to you live on the radio. You think you can do that?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys do baby talk in the relationship when your damn kids aren't around?
Well, you know, when we used to sleep right next to each other and have our time. Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. He has the cutest little voice. Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Calling up your man Shannon up next with that cupcake call. It's your morning mess. We are back with a cupcake call. We had spoke to Jody, letting us know that she needs revenge on her man, Shannon. So think about it. We're in mid-November. Think about if you're in a relationship and you haven't got any, if you know what I'm talking about, since Halloween, because that's what's going on. He scared the hell, literally, he scared the schnickers out of their three little boys. And when I say little boys, I mean they're 5, 4, and 2 years old. During that time, he had one of his friends pull the fuse box or turn off all the power in the house while they're watching Beetlejuice or something like that. Scare the hell out of their boys. Now they sleep every night in their damn bed.
That's awful. I'm sure
that's annoying.
I'm so sorry, Jody.
No candies in your bag, huh, Jody?
It's the worst. I mean, it's literally been the worst.
Cobwebs, I get it. Ever since then, the kids are in your bed every night because your dumb husband pulled this prank on his boys. Now the love life, not so much.
Yeah, and constant nightmares and crying children. I mean, just not for a happy marriage, but make.
And then how the hell are you going to make this girl? You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
They need a little sister.
I can't risk in having another boy.
That's a good point.
They're that bad, huh?
Hey, wait a minute.
Sometimes you got to risk it to get the boy biscuits. So this is what we're going to do. For you, love, Carla's going to give you how many seconds?
120.
120 seconds to convince and coax your husband, Shannon, into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back, basically on some revenge, okay?
It's
going to
be the best day ever.
Yes, I love that.
Nice. Yeah, you were bragging earlier that he has the cutest little baby voice that you guys do in private.
Yes. Oh, my God. We call it like the snuggle bear voice. So, yeah, hopefully I get him and you all can hear how sweet his little snuggle bear voice is.
Oh, okay. Work, I think.
How embarrassed is he going to be when he finds out he's live on the radio doing this?
Oh, I expect there to be retaliation of some kind, but this will make everything worth it. This will make all those pranks from all those years. I'm down.
Okay. I'm down. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hey, baby. It's me.
Hey, babe. What's happening?
You know, everything's been some kind of crazy with the boys camping out in our room. I was wondering if you could maybe come back home. I sent the boys to school, and Mom has the baby. So we could have our own time. Yeah.
Oh, you're killing me, man. I mean, I wish I could get there, but I'm jacked up in traffic right now. I'm trying to get... I know, it's been forever. I know. But that joke I played on the kids was amazing, and now I'm starting to regret it because I'm backed up like an old drain. I'm ready to see you.
All right. You know, I'm standing here in my robe and...
Come on, man. You're killing me.
Well, honey, could you do me a favor?
Anything. You know, what can I do for you?
Would you give me some, snuggle bear talk?
Snuggle bear talk.
Yeah, baby.
Over the phone?
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that over the phone. I'm sitting here in traffic with a bunch of morons.
Exactly. You're in traffic. Nobody else can hear you. Come on.
All right. Okay. I see that my widow Jody wants to have a snuggle bear with her. I wish I could be there with you with my warm fur to keep you nice and cozy. I love you so much. I want to be the rug that you lay on. Come on, I wish I could be there with you right now. I really wish I could. I know it's cold outside, and I want to be there so bad with my big
honey, it's cold outside.
Oh, my gosh.
Shannon.
What the hell?
Right?
Yeah. So, Shannon, we have to let you know that you're live on the radio right now.
Oh, what the hell?
why, how, when.
Okay. Right now, technology, today.
As far as why, though.
We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. We got to let you know. You've been Cupcake Called.
This guy.
So, Jody, you want to let your hubby know why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Oh, Shannon. You thought it was hysterical to terrify the kids. We have not had any time together since then. This would be perfect payback.
That's some dirty, but I like the evilness in it.
Jesus. This guy does like scary movies, huh?
Well, not scary movies. He likes horror.
Yeah, right.
Horror.
I'm pissed, but I'm impressed.
I like him.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love